Next, we'll meet a man who is leaving an uphill job. Jan Eglin is the coordinator for humanitarian efforts at the United Nations. That means he brings help to disasters, natural and man-made, from Pakistan's earthquake to genocide in Sudan. And today is his last day on that job. Jan Eglin had notable successes. In 2004, he urged the world to give more to the Indian Ocean tsunami victims, and the world did. He's been less successful stopping genocide in Darfur.
That's where Sudan's government is accused of letting militias attack the local population. The killing has not stopped, even though the world has given money.
The problem in Darfur is not the lack of humanitarian workers on the ground. We are between 13 and 14,000 combined. We have received $1 billion this year, much of that from the United States. The problem is that we are not living up to our responsibility to protect as an international community.
Do you get frustrated with all the diplomatic debates over the precise nature of peacekeepers in Darfur while the situation goes on and on?
It is horrendous to see how grown men can waste time to discuss, you know, how many UN staff should there be as opposed to African Union staff, while women and children die every day in the field.
And when were you last in Darfur?
I've been there now 4 times. I've been blocked several times also from going there. And the last time was only, I think, 3 weeks ago. I was in West Darfur in El Geneina.
What were you looking for in that trip a few weeks ago?
To try to see how our humanitarian operation could survive the next weeks and months while we are still hoping for a UN-led security force that could come there, defend the civilian population and protect the humanitarian life line. They again interfered with my program. They blocked me going to 4 out of the 6 sites that I was going to visit. I wanted to go and see rebels. I wanted to go to see the Janjaweed leaders.
These are the people who were blamed for the actual killing. You wanted to go talk to
them. I wanted to go speak to everybody who can influence the situation. And they blocked me because, in part, I don't think they wanted me to see that there are too many on the government side who are now trying to win this through military action again. And there is no military solution to what's happened in Darfur, only negotiated settlement with the ethnic groups, with the rebel groups.
What did you see in the 2 places you were allowed to go?
What I saw in El Geneina was simply terrible. I was allowed, because we just, I think, went there, to go to the local hospital where I saw children with bullet wounds from a place called Sirba. And Sirba is a village that is threatened. And I met a mother who sat with her child at this hospital, and there were, you know, a bullet wound through her neck. And there was an armed militia man who went up and said, "I will shoot your child unless you give us money." They had no money, so he shot the child. This is, you know, heartbreaking. And what has happened since is that Sirba was attacked again just days ago, and more civilians were killed.
Mr. Eglin, has it ever crossed your mind the feeling that maybe you've been doing a pointless job?
No. You know, many people feel I leave enormously depressed and frustrated, but I just summed up these 3.5 years with my staff, and we all agreed that the world is, by and large, a better place in 2006 than it was in 2003. When I started this job, Liberia was as worse or worse than Darfur, so was Eastern Congo, so was Northern Uganda. Now all of these places are much better. Where we have not succeeded, where we have failed, to put it blunt, is Darfur, Chad, Central African Republic, which is one region. And also we have failed to protect the civilians in Iraq and in Afghanistan. And in all of these places, it has gotten worse over these 3 years.
Well, Jan Eglin, thanks very much for speaking with us.
Thank you.
Today is Jan Eglin's last day on the job at the UN.